Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Fade it down for just a minute so I don't have to pay for it and then put it back up. Because the Scorpions are awesome. Go. Place we call the zoo.
Hey, Rebecca.
The Scorpions are your artist of the day.
Have you always had glasses or those old lady glasses?
No, these are old lady glasses.
And how old are you?
I will be 40 in January.
Okay, so you're a little young. You're a little young, but during the break, Scott was trying to read something on his computer screen and he goes, ah, where's my glasses?
No, that's not what I said.
And he's growling and barking and he puts on his old lady glasses and I start laughing.
I said, these bastards with their small print.
So... last night, I'm with my girlfriends watching the Chiefs game at somebody's house, and my dear friend Wendy has a new pair of glasses.
Wetmore?
Wendy. And I looked at her, and I go, where did you get those? I love them. And she says, they're Oprah's, like Oprah's favorite things, like these huge readers that she loves.
Okay.
So I say to her, oh, my gosh, can I try them on? And so I take her glasses, and I put them on my big dumb head, and immediately I look down at my phone and I can see.
Wow.
And it was this horrifying moment. I go, oh my gosh. She goes, what? And I go, well, I can see. Mm-hmm. I can see right here. Mm-hmm. And then I took them off and I couldn't see at all. Mm-hmm. And then I put them on and then I took them off. And I put them on. Then I took them off.
You've never sounded older.
I could not believe the difference because I've not been ready to admit. And look at how goofy I look in those glasses. I look like Minnie Pearl. But when I put them on and I looked down, it was easier to see my cell phone screen.
The best part is you sent the picture to your husband and wrote, do you still love me?
Because I look so goofy.
And he wrote back, of course, baby.
So here's my question for you, Rebecca. Aww. One of the things I noticed last night when I put these stupid readers on, and now I have a pair, is that once I used them, if I took them off...
everything was blurry.
Everything was very blurry.
Oh, yeah, it's way worse.
Right, which before it was like maybe not perfect, but I could read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that supposed to work like that?
Yeah. It's- okay, I had been denying that I needed glasses for probably 2 years. And I'm trying to read the prompter in here, and
right.
Words were like bouncing around. I was questioning whether I had dyslexia.
Oh, no, we heard it.
And stay down.
I couldn't read.
So anyway, finally went to the eye doctor, and she's doing like the little flip thing back and forth with
yeah.
the lens. And I was like, oh, I can read that. Like, it was like I didn't realize that this would change if I had a lens. And now I can see.
So you are a little young because I looked this up. They call it biopia, and it starts, the average age is around 44, where you start.
That's about the time I started using cheaters.
Grabbing your readers.
And these aren't prescription. These are just cheaters
yeah.
from like Walgreens.
But does it not give you a headache? Because the other thing I noticed
yes,
last night.
I can't wear them for very long.
No.
Yeah.
It gave me a huge headache
mm-hmm.
after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wear them for very long, and I only use it, like, if on the rare occasion I'm reading a book, I'll read for about 10 minutes and then I'll take about a 10 minute break.
Yeah.
And then, but I do put them on to like read copy for stories that we're talking about on the air, and then I'll take them off. I can see you. I can see Rebecca. I can see Sam fine. And I can see the text line from this far away. What I can't see is when I'm holding something right in front of me.
Isn't that weird?
It's blurry.
And it just like hand me one of those. It's so weird that I didn't think it was a problem until I just put on her glasses. I was just being silly. This is so much clearer to me because I'm wearing them now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's so much clearer.
But don't wear them for too long because you'll get a headache.
Yeah, Dana, mine are called computer glasses and they have the blue blocker on them. And they're basically, I'm supposed to just be wearing them when things are close to me, not when I'm outside. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the old lady hour brought to you by Depends. Because
I think
we're
you
there.
Need to try my glasses.
I might try them.
Well, I'm 22 and I just got glasses after working in the newsroom because I realized that I couldn't read anything. And I didn't know I couldn't read anything until I got glasses.
You have to be genetic because you're in your 20s and no one should need glasses in their 20s.
My dad had glasses at like age 7.
There you go. See, I'm a normal presbyopia person. Like it started around age 44. I'm 45 now. Okay, Rebecca's bringing me her glasses. Let me see. Give me something to read. See if I can read the news.
Here, read the one that's below this because it's in smaller print.
Oh, okay. KCPD to Dispound Mounted Patrol Unit. Yep, that's clear. I'll be damned.
Isn't it weird how magnification
just
works?
Just need my AARP membership and...
Off you go.
My Depends.
A monthly supply to Depends.
And I'm good to go. Does it happen to everyone?
What, needing glasses?
Yeah. Or can you, like, because it says the average age, thank you, Rebecca, is 44. Can you end up being like 70 and not ever need readers? Or is this just something that happens to all of us?
The answer to that question, I don't know.
Huh. Well, there you have it.
Well, you know what you're gonna need soon, don't you?
Do not say, oops, I crap my pants, because A, I am not going to need that soon. I've got like 50 more years or 40 or something.
Hey, Mom, what do you say to a game of tennis?
Come on, Grandma. With you on our side, the boys don't stand a chance.
Okay, I'll get my racket. On second thought, I think I better sit this one out.
Well, you kids go ahead. I want to have a talk with your old grandma. You're still having control problems, aren't you?
I just don't feel confident, Harvey.
Come with me. I want to let you in on a little secret. Here we are. It's Oops, I Crap My Pants.
Oops, I Crap My Pants. I've heard of those.
All
Do
right.
They work?
Oops, I Crap My Pants outperformed every bladder and bowel control product on the market today. Here, let me show you. Now imagine this pitcher of iced tea is really a gallon of your feces. Now see how its super thick fluff filter allows for maximum absorbency without leaking.
I'm impressed. Oops, I Crap My Pants can hold a lot of dung.
And get this. Oops, I Crap My Pants are biodegradable. Now, that's good for the environment.
Say, how do you know so much about Oops, I Crap My Pants?
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
Nice point, Grandma.
Thanks, Oops, I Crap My Pants.
Visit your local pharmacist and just say, Oops, I Crap My Pants from Procter & Gamble.
On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Song is awful. Ugh. Let's get somebody registered to go to Vegas to see Journey, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Fortune.
Get in here, gangsters. We will take caller number 5 at 576-7798, 576-7798. And you automatically win $30 in Kansas scratch-off Wheel of Fortune tickets. You also get registered to go to Las Vegas on us, airfare, hotel included, and we'll set you up with a pair of tickets to see the rock band Journey. And you get another $100 in Wheel of Fortune tickets from the Kansas Lottery. So we will take caller number 5 at 576-7798, 576-7798. This story is not political. I'm just using this story as a catalyst.
Not going to get into politics.
We are not going to talk about Trump, because we do not talk about Trump, pro or con, on this radio station, at least in this show. Mina Chang, the senior State Department official whose inflated resume and faked Time magazine cover raised further questions about the Trump administration's vetting process, has now resigned. In a Monday letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, obtained by the Washington Post, Chang defended herself and criticized the toxic environment at the agency, where she had served as a deputy assistant secretary. Chang denied creating or commissioning the Time cover and wrote that her resignation should be seen as a protest, not as a surrender, closing by saying that stepping down was, quote, the only acceptable option for me at this time. Her departure comes a week after an NBC News investigation found the 35-year-old Trump appointee embellished her work history and made misleading claims about her professional background. In other words, she padded her resume. In her letter, challenged the report and accused her State Department superiors of refusing to defend her from a character assassination. Someone never likes to be the victim. Or maybe they do.
Here's what I want to know. They are saying she extravagantly padded her resume. If you are in hiring, where do you draw the line? Because a resume is a place for you to boast about your accomplishments and achievements.
Agreed.
This doesn't say she lied.
It says she embellished. Right.
Where is the line between embellishing and lying?
Aren't they one and the same?
Well, I don't think so when you're talking about a resume, Scott.
Really?
No. But I want to know, if you are in hiring, where's the line? Clearly, the lie is easier to uncover.
What?
If you say you,
the hell?
If you say you graduated with a doctorate in neuroscience from Duke, and you did not graduate with a doctorate in neuroscience from Duke, that is a lie. But if you say you are an expert in the field of neuroscience with 30 years experience in neuroscience-y things, is that a lie?
Let me rephrase what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
If she said,
you not like the word neuroscience-y? Because I do.
If she said that she had graduated with a doctorate in neuroscience from Duke and had not, that is a lie. That is an embellishment.
No, it's a lie.
No, it's a, it, which one is the same, by the way. If she said she had attended Duke to acquire a doctorate in neuroscience, that is the truth.
She did attend.
She was in
the program.
And we don't know about her. I mean, I'm just
saying in general.
Yeah, we're talking about some fictitious
person. And you've
got
to be careful when it comes to resumes, because for different people, that line is going to fall in a different place.
I will say this. And I know the radio business is a little different than the real world. And I get that and I understand that. I don't know. When I hired Sam, for example, I assumed he went to UMKC. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you graduate? Because quite frankly, I didn't care.
I am still a student.
Okay. If Sam had told me he had a doctorate in neurosurgery from UMKC.
Okay.
And I hired him to be the producer of this show. And a year later, I found out that Sam didn't not only have a doctorate in neurosurgery from UMKC, he never even finished high school. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't kick him off the show, and I wouldn't fire him.
That is a rare exception, Scott. And let's make it more applicable and believable to this discussion, with all due respect to Sam and his neuroscience-y tendencies.
All I care about is, can he produce
the
show or not?
Why don't we make it more applicable to what we're talking about? Had he said he graduated with a master's in journalism from the University of Missouri.
Well, I would have never hired him.
If he had graduated on his resume with a master's in journalism from the University of Kansas.
We don't hire people from fake journalism
and
schools.
He did not, he would have to be fired for that. You'd have to fire him.
I would not fire him.
See, you are taking this conversation in a direction we should not even be going because you are the unicorn in this conversation.
No, because what I care about is can you and will you do the job I hired you to do?
You cannot lie. Even if you come back and you're doing a great job, if you flat out lie about your qualifications, does that not call into question character?
I would make the argument that it shows a strong desire to have the job.
Okay, well, in this case, the woman in question, I will
remind you, lying on your resume.
Embellished her resume, even creating a fake Time magazine cover with her face on it, raising questions about her qualifications. Now, to me, that doesn't raise questions about her qualifications. It raises questions about the hiring manager, mm-hmm. who would have seen a Time magazine cover and gone, wait a minute, like anyone can go online and do that. That seems super suspect that you're trying to make me believe you are on time.
576-7798.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the sun was out of reach.
From the text line.
Empty streets, the sun goes down.
What the hell? Sam just said I was caller 5 and hung up on me. This is how you get fired. It's not padding your resume. We've remedied it with you, caller 5, I believe, and so you are in.
Thanks for calling me out, Parks.
I didn't. The texter did.
Very nice.
Not my fault.
Very nice.
What are you doing there? Caller 4. Sorry. Bye.
3.
Caller
5.
Oh, God. Caller 5.
Yeah, I got fat fingers. Sorry. They move quick.
Radio and TV talent doesn't go by degrees, i.e. Peter Jennings and Rush Limbaugh. Good point. Rush Limbaugh dropped out of college in his first semester.
There's a difference between someone who is able to find success in an entertainment industry or the news industry, huge difference, without maybe a college degree, and someone lying about that degree.
Every day, Scott shows he is not qualified to do most jobs in this country. That is probably correct.
Again, focus. We're talking about embellishment on the resume. Now, she might say, this woman we're talking about who has resigned.
From the State Department.
From the State Department for embellishing her resume. One of the things she did was put her face on the cover of Time magazine. She could very easily say, well, that was satire. Clearly, I was never on the cover of Time magazine. And it's not my fault the hiring manager didn't know the difference.
That's a fair point.
But I think
actually.
there was more than that.
There was. Yeah. She claimed that she had done certain things in college that she had not done. And the irony of all of this is in her resignation, she paints herself as a victim. She is not the one to blame. The government is the one to blame.
What I find so fascinating about this story is she is not accused of lying. She is accused of exaggerating or embellishing.
But isn't an exaggeration in and of itself a lie?
I think when you're talking about a resume, again, where is that line? Because most people embellish on their resume.
But Dana, if I were to say, you know, I'm you and I are sitting at the bar, and I'm looking back at my old high school baseball career at Lansing mm-hmm. High, and I tell you that I hit 5 home runs, and man, you know, when I would circle those bases, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what, Dana? When I was at Lansing High School, I hit a lot of triples. I never hit a home run. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
I never hit one. But I just told you that when I was at Lansing High School, you know, back in the glory days, I hit 5 home runs.
No, that's a lie. That's not embellishing. Let me tell you the difference.
Please.
Embellishing
is... Because I don't understand the difference.
I was a celebrated top player who consistently performed above average on and off the field. That's embellishing. Saying you had five home runs when you never had one is a lie. People embellish on their resumes every single day. It's what the resume's for.
The resume, whoa.
Yes.
So the resume is for embellishment.
Everybody embellishes. You want yourself to look, you want the best representation of you that you can have on a piece of paper. That's your resume.
Okay.
The problem for this woman is that one of the accusations is she made up a role on the United Nations panel. She made it up. That, to me, we are now crossing in from embellishing to a lie. If you said you had a role that you did not, that crosses into lie.
I'm struggling. I see your point, and I recognize your point. I'm still struggling to see the difference between embellishing / exaggerating and lying.
Well, let me give you another real example, because this one is close. Her State Department biography page described her as an alumna of the Harvard Business School. Think about those words. I'm an alumna.
Which means I graduated. Does it not?
She stated, I'm an alumna of the Harvard Business School.
And by the way, who uses alumna? Everybody uses alum.
In reality, she took a 7-week course there once in 2016. Does that make her an alum?
No.
She took a course there. She was there. Saying you went to Harvard if you never set foot on campus is a lie. Saying you're an alumna of the Harvard Business School when you took a 7-week course there, I'm asking, is that a lie or are you embellishing?
Okay. Dana, I am an alumna of the University of Nebraska.
I'm looking up the definition of alumna. This one's going to be close because I don't know that alumna specifically means you graduated.
Or does it?
It does. It's a female graduate. Oh, nope. A female graduate or former student of a particular school. Scott, that is not a lie. That's an embellishment.
So is it fair for me to say that I am an alum? Look up alum.
Yes.
I'm imagining that is the male version. I am an alum of the University of Nebraska.
Alumni. A male graduate or former student of a school.
So I am an alumni of the University of Nebraska, even though I do not have a degree from the University of Nebraska because I transferred.
Do you see where we start using words on resumes to make yourself look better than you are?
Mm.
How good does it sound to say, Scott, you are an alumna of the Harvard School of Business? Well, most people are going to read that you graduated from Harvard. No. The definition of alumna is former student. She took a 7-week course there. She's a former student. It's an embellishment. It's not a lie.
So I'm an alumni of the University of Nebraska.
Yes, you are.
Well, I wear that with a badge of honor.
I'm going to take an online course at Harvard, and I don't care what it costs, and I'm going to put on my resume.
First of all, you're not going to get in.
An alumna.
Have you seen your grades?
I'm an alumna of the Harvard School of, what do I want to be?
Journalism?
Sure.
Okay. Dana, you're not going to get in.
You understand the distinction. And the distinction's important.
You make a very good point, by the way. You do make a very good
point. Now, her making up something that she never did on the UN Council or whatever is a lie. Her saying she's an alumna of the Harvard Business School is an embellishment.
Let's go to the phones, 576-7798. Kathy and Lee Summit. Kathy, hello.
Hello. I just looked up the word embellishment, and it said it's an unnecessary information.
Okay.
So an embellishment, I believe, is a lie. It's information that's not truthful. You're just cushioning whatever it is that you're doing. But she put that on her resume that she was an alum of Harvard. She may have received a certificate for her 7-week class, but also, so I don't think she's an alum. She just went there, done that, over with.
Were you not a student, Kathy, if you were attended a school for 7 weeks at that time, at that snapshot in your life, were you not a student for that 7 weeks? I would argue you were.
Yes. No, I agree with that. But see, I look at an alumni is that you went and you studied that whole 4 years or whatever to get a diploma.
That's right.
That's what you think
and
it means.
Most people think that. But Kathy, the definition right. of alum is former student, which is why I think this was not a lie. I don't think it's entirely above board, but it's right. not a lie.
Well, that takes me to my second point, is that the interviewer, it is their job to dig deeper in. I would ask, well, you know, show me, is it a diploma? I need to see the diploma.
Amen.
What's it for? It's the interviewer's job. But I think that she should have been fired for embellishing. It's lies.
Okay.
Like, oh, you were talking earlier about Sam. If Sam put on his application or resume that
yeah.
he went to school and he didn't do any of that, that's a lie and he should be fired for it because you can't believe him or trust him from here on out.
I agree with you there, Kathy.
About anything he says.
I think we should just fire Sam, period. But
I disagree with her definition of embellishment because this is the definition I found. A decorative detail or feature added to make something more attractive. That's all she did with the Harvard Business School alum. Give me a break.
Alumna.
She embellished. It's not the same as a lie. It's something that you say to make yourself look more attractive, which is what everyone does on a resume.
So would you fire her for that? She didn't lie.
I would fire her for saying she was on some UM panel that she was
never
on.
But would you fire her for saying she was an alumna of the Harvard Business School?
No.
She didn't lie.
No.
She took the course.
And before I took that godforsaken French class at Washburn that was worthless and had nothing to do with my degree, I had on my resume studied broadcast journalism at the University of Kansas. I did not lie. I did not say graduated until I had. I said studied 4 years broadcast journalism at the University of Kansas. Is that a lie? No, I studied 4 years. I didn't say I graduated, which would be a lie. I added it after I got the piece of paper.
From Washburn.
I added it after I got the piece of paper from the University of Kansas that I was a graduate.
Right, but when you took the courses at Washburn, that's when you graduated, right?
That makes me an alumna of Washburn.
So you're a graduate?
Because I was there for 1 year.
Are you a graduate of Washburn?
No, I am not. That would be embellishing.
Did you finish your college course at Washburn?
I finished one class.
Did you finish your college work at Washburn?
Capped the requirements down the street a bit.
Dana?
East of Topeka.
Dana, did you finish your work at Washburn?
No, I did not. My paper says
that's not what I asked with the
Kansas.
I didn't ask with the paper. I don't care about the fraudulent stuff. Did you finish your work at Washburn?
Now, you are lying, but you would make a great interviewer to her point. You should have said to this woman, I see here you're an alumna of the Harvard Business School. How long were you there?
And did they give you a diploma, or did that not happen until after you graduated from Washburn?
It didn't happen until after I graduated Washburn. No! No! Stop it!
Got it!
That's not what I said!
Got it!
She's a very kinky girl.
Ever see the behind the music on Rick James on VH1? This guy got high. And by high, I mean high.
She's all right.
Like,
well, God love him.
Yeah. Well, he's dead.
Oh, God rest his soul.
Yeah. Bill in Overland Park. Bill, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, folks. How are you?
We're doing better than we deserve. Thank you for asking.
My pleasure. I'm not sure if I lied or embellished. When I first got out of my first job, when I interviewed for my first job, I told a man that I had 4 years of accounting. And he was impressed and hired me.
You told him, and you're quoting directly, I have 4 years of accounting.
Yes, that's all I said.
Okay.
And then And then as the job progressed, he realized something was wrong. He says, I thought you had 4 years of accounting. I said, well, yeah, accounting one. I could never pass that class. But at least I said accounting one, you know, and he threw me out of that office so fast, I thought he was going to kill me. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye. You know, one area, and not to get too serious about this topic because it is kind of funny, but one area where I think it is fair to say if you lie, you have to go, would be military experience.
Now, there's more than one. If you are, I don't know, applying to be a neurosurgeon, you can't lie.
No, I agree, but I'm saying, I'm not talking about that, those kind of jobs.
Anything with someone else's life in your hands.
Right, but what I'm saying is if you're applying for a job at Sprint or down the street at, you know, SkillPath or whatever, okay. I mean, you're just applying for a regular run-of-the-mill job. I'm not saying you're going to saw somebody's back open.
Okay.
Okay. You just want a regular job. If you lie about your military service, I think that's fair game to say you've got to go.
Well, and in some cases can be illegal. And in some cases that crosses into breaking the law.
Called, it's called stolen valor, and it is illegal.
I don't know that saying I had 4 years of accounting. It's bumping up against the line of lying because the general way that most people would take that statement is I have 4 years of accounting, well, meaning I've been an accountant for 4 years.
It's not my problem how you take it.
Right.
I'm not lying.
He said I had 4 years of accounting. He meant accounting 101. He took it four times.
Took it four times in a row and I flunked. I kept trying. And I was in it. I kept trying.
Well, he's not a quitter. That's good.
Well, no, he keeps trying. We're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45 this afternoon. Rebecca, are you down with that?
I am down,
we're
going to
do
yes.
some terrible jokes coming up at 4:45 this afternoon. All we ask is that your joke is terrible but arable.
Rebecca?
Yes?
My family has asked me repeatedly to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, and I keep saying to them, I just can't quit cold turkey.
And that was a prime example of the jokes that we will be telling.
I just can't.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.